The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
Hey, basically, after watching the film, it was a daggone good outing by everybody, especially defensively. A little disappointed. Offensively, we left more points out there than we should have. We had a chance to put a few more on than we did. It was a great effort, but still a couple of mental errors that cost us in the red zone that we've got to clean up. But overall, I was very pleased with the performance. Brian McCann came in, did a good job on teams. Justin was himself again. The block field goal was about three or four different guys involved, and we'll get that easily corrected.
There's been so much talk about this offense and trying to get better and everything. Did you find yourself staying patient with the process as much as you needed to? Were you patient with the process?
They'll probably say no as far as the meeting rooms with the as loud as it can get in there sometimes. But, you have to. You know, these are our guys. And I knew it was going to happen sooner or later, but I would have liked to have had it happen sooner. But we are getting to where we understand what we're trying to accomplish when we come out of the huddle every time. And we still do make some misjudgments in communication at times, but we're getting better.
See Carson reacting and not having to think about what he's supposed to do.
There's really good chemistry when the ball is coming out of his hand right now. He's throwing the ball when guys' backs are turned, and he's trusting that they're going to come out on the routes, and that's what it takes, you know. And he's got everybody involved in the passing game, and we were okay in protection. With the backs did a really good, especially Rashard. He did a great job in pass protection in this ball game on blitzing linebackers, and as did Andre Ellington and everybody else.
How much do you adjust your whole entire offense on the grand scheme of things when it comes to maybe tweaking, maybe making major adjustments? Is it just the same base, or do you waver off on the offensive concept?
No, we stay within what we think the players can do. You know, the offense is broad enough that, we threw the whole thing at them, trying to find out what each individual does best, and then in a game plan, try to put them in positions to be successful and get good matchups. We were able to get a couple good matchups in this game. That the hidden yardage in this game were long interference penalties. You know, they don't go in your stats, but you know, there's a long one down to Andre Ellington. We got the matchup we wanted. Larry got a big one. I thought he had two, but he got one call down there, put it on the five. So that's hidden yardage that doesn't show up in the stats.
Did you have to simplify anything offensively when Carson was struggling?
No. It was just keep battling through it. And, the trust is going to come. And, the running game has helped a bunch. And, the continuity on the offensive line, knock on wood, has also helped some.
You changed some of the protections a few weeks ago before they started the streak. Right when they started running this role, you changed some protections for him.
Well, each week we do a little bit different. You know, we probably chipped and helped a little bit more than we ever have because of Robert is so dangerous. You know, and we wanted to still be empty and spread the field, which he does. Carson does a great job with, but then you're going to allow Mathis to get there, and he got there one time. But overall, the running game has helped the protection more than anything.
Michael was, I think, targeted seven times and got seven. What do you see him emerging as in these last 2 weeks?
He's the big-time player that I hoped he would become. You know, he's a big target, big, strong guy. He's playing extremely confident right now, and he's doing all the things that he's more than capable of doing, and it's showing up in practice.
Did you come out pretty healthy?
Very healthy. We got some bumps and bruises, but nobody that will miss any significant time on the practice field.
Last year you guys started 2-3, this year 4-4. Is this an offense that just takes a long time for guys to get used to once you guys start playing games?
Yeah, I think it is different, and it takes time to get some cohesiveness and understanding what each guy does. I think Carson right now can go out and throw certain routes to Larry, Mike, and Andre, and now Robbie too, with a blindfold on. That's what you want. You want to be able to go out there and play with a blindfold on and know they're going to be at this exact spot when my back foot hits the ground, and then you're starting to start clicking.